Welcome to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. My name is Dr. Owen Strand, and I'll be your host. Join us each week as we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God.
Christmas is about happiness. You might not know this from the movies that you see on TV and from a lot of the snarky commentary that you hear this time of year, but in truth, for Christians, Christmas as a holiday signals that we are a happy people. The term that is attached to Christmas to greet somebody in this season is Merry Christmas. We don't really use that word anymore outside of this particular season, December of the year. But in truth, this word Merry is a really nice summary word for the way that Christians at least feel about the holiday of Christmas. Christmas, as I say, is a sign to us that we have much to be thankful for. We have been blessed in so many different ways by the Lord. We are not fundamentally cynical or snarky as a people. Believers in truth as a principle in all of life, not just in December, of course, but in all of life, are happy. We are joyful. We are, you could say in the older language, merry. There is so much in this season as things slow down at least a little bit for some of us that we have to give thanks to God for. So Christians, by extension of this reality, should represent themselves, again, in December, but in truth, in all of life, as a happy people. Our lives are filled with intense amounts of gifts, owing both to common grace and to special grace. I mean, you think about this as a believer. Just as a person who lives and walks in this created world, you are participating in so many happy things. There are so many joys coded into life for so many of us. Of course, sin affects us all fundamentally. We ourselves are affected by sin, and of course, our families are affected by sin, and our communities are, and our society is, and our world is, most broadly. But here's the deal. We are actually a very happy people when we stop and think about all the common grace gifts God has given us. In other words, we don't look at this world as believers as if things have been kept back from us, as if good graces have been held back. We recognize that God has filled this world with happy things, fundamentally for everybody to enjoy and partake in. And then we recognize, of course, fundamentally that God has saved us in Jesus Christ. And so we have a cosmic amount to be thankful for. We have an eternal amount of thanksgiving to give to God when we think about our salvation written before the foundation of the earth in the blood ink of Jesus Christ. Christmas then reminds us to be happy once more, and even as we head into a new year, to be a happy people and to make good on this. We want people to see us living life both in the church and outside of it, and see us with a smile on our face. Of course, there are times of lamenting. There are times that are tough for all of us, and we are real and honest and authentic about those struggles. But we want people to see joy demonstrated in the Christian life. If people do not see joy demonstrated by Christians, we can rest assured that they will look elsewhere to find it in this world. And so there's a real sense in which Christians need to outjoyify, to badly coin a term, the world. We don't want people to look to a secular culture and to secular institutions and to secular pastimes, as people do them, for the definition of happiness and joy. We want people, first and foremost, to see Christians, believers, as a people who are marked by abiding joy and happiness, not who blink away or smile away the tough stuff of life, but who actually embody a living theistic joy, even in the midst of trials and strife. Christmas is also a theological reality. So this is a season not simply for putting decorations on the outside of your house, as my family and I have done, not just for baking delicious sugar cookies and Buckeyes, the little miracle peanut butter ball creations covered in semi-sweet chocolate. You can tell what I feel about them by my commentary on them just now. Christmas is fundamentally not about getting gifts and even being together with family. All of these things are part of the blessings of this season. But Christmas is a theological reality where we celebrate that God became man. Christ came to earth, humbled himself, not simply by being put on a cross to die for our sins, but by entering Mary's womb and being born and suffering all the indignities of life in a sin-cursed world, though he himself was sinless. So wow, you think about the way that the air we breathe around Christmas time is charged with theological truth, and you recognize that this is a dense season for us as believers. Christmas tells us theological realities, and we celebrate these realities not exclusively at Christmas, but we recognize that this is a wonderful season when we can focus on the virgin conception, and we can train our eyes on the miracle of God became man, Christ become a man, and then a savior for us. There's been a lot of discussion in American culture over Christmas. The so-called Christmas wars have been in the news now for 10 years or so. And we should think about this reality for just a minute, even as we have laid this previous groundwork for our kind of theology of Christmas that we're unspooling here. We need to recognize, in terms of the Christmas wars, so-called, that we definitely have, as a believing community, we have a stake in Christmas. In other words, I actually think it's pretty important to wish people Merry Christmas around this time of year. I have had numerous interactions this fine December with people out and about in public, and oftentimes I can tell that people nowadays feel shy about saying the words Merry Christmas to somebody they don't know, to a person who may have a belief system that may altogether glitch when they hear the words Merry Christmas, such that said person, you know, falls to the floor and cannot function any longer as a human being. Christians, I think, can actually feel free to wish people Merry Christmas. And so to complete this point, when I'm wished a happy holidays, as I have been numerous times this month, I, not in a snarky or, you know, upsetted way, I will actually say the same to you, and then I'll go on to say sometimes after a beat, after a pause, Merry Christmas. And it's really interesting. People will oftentimes, once you have given them the permission to say these sort of scarlet words, they will respond themselves with a hearty Merry Christmas as well. In other words, for some reason, our politically correct culture has trained many of us to think that saying Merry Christmas is equivalent to using flagrant speech, profane speech. And there's an irony here, isn't there, societally? Because all around us, people are using profanity at historically high levels. And yet, what do people feel a hitch in their spirit about saying? Merry Christmas. They feel very bad. They feel guilty about using a term, a holiday term that is derived from, in a theological sense, the reality of Jesus Christ, the God-man come to earth. Christians, though, should never feel shame about saying the words Merry Christmas. We are those who are very careful about using profanity and, in point of fact, pray to God and ask for the Spirit's help in never using profane language. That's not a mark of authenticity as a Christian. That's a mark of ungodliness if that's present in our lives as a believer. But here's the thing. We have a stake in Christmas, and so we say Merry Christmas, I think, wherever we can, but we have an even bigger stake in Jesus Christ. And that's where there is a little bit of a reminder to us when we hear coverage of the Christmas wars to make sure that our priorities are in order. I think it is good, even perhaps important, to say the words Merry Christmas to somebody in this holiday season, but I think it's even more important to tell unbelievers about the gospel of grace constituted in the name, through the work, in the person of Jesus Christ. That is really a high-stakes matter in Christmas season and every season. So you and I should feel free, I think, to be happy in December, around Christmas time this very week. We should be those who savor the theological reality of Christmas above anything else that warms our hearts in this season. And we should know that, yes, we have a stake in this holiday, and we're glad to wrap our arms around it, for as long as we can. But praise be to God, we have an even bigger stake in Christ. In fact, you could almost say it's a stake that surpasses not simply a season, but will last for an eternity. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast at the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.